请弟兄姊妹，我们翻到马太福音第四章。
Brothers and sisters, would you please turn with me to Matthew chapter 4?
马太福音第四章十七节到二十二节。
The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 4, verse 17 to 22.
翻到以后读给弟兄姊妹听。
After you found the place, allow me to read it for you.
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称呼彼得的西蒙和他兄弟安德烈，在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。
And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen.
耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，不要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
Then he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
They immediately left their nets and followed him.
从那里往前走，又看见弟兄二人，就是西庇太的儿子雅各和他兄弟约翰，同他们的父亲西庇太在船上捕网。耶稣就招呼他们。
Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. He called them.
他们立刻舍了船，别了父亲，跟从耶稣。
And immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him.
你再翻到第九章第九节。
Now chapter 9 of the same book, verse 9.
耶稣从那里往前走，看见一个人名叫马太坐在穗根上，就对他说，你跟从我来。他就起来跟从耶稣。
As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at a tax office, and he said to him, follow me. So he arose and followed him.
再翻到马太二十八章。
Again, Matthew chapter 28.
十九节。
Verse
19. 全班级就可以。
Just the first half of verse 19.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Go, therefore, make disciples of all the nations.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations.
我们再翻到马可第三章。
Now, Mark chapter 3.
马可福音第三章十三节。
Verse 13 and 14.
耶稣上了山，随自己的意思叫人来，他们便来到他那里。他就设立十二个人，要他们常和自己同在，也要差他们去传道。
And he went up on the mountain and called to him those he himself wanted, and they came to him. Then he appointed 12 that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach.
主在这里设立十二个使徒，要他们常和自己的同在。
Now here the Lord appointed 12, and he wanted them to be with him all the time.
然后呢，主才差他们去传道。
And then he sent them out to preach the word.
我们再读启示录十四章。
Revelation chapter 14.
启示录十四章第一节。
Verse 1.
我又观看见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有十四万四千人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。
Then I looked and behold a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written on their forehead.
第四节。
Verse 4.
这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是同生羔羊，无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来的，做出所的果实归神和羔羊。
And these are the ones who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to God and to the Lamb.
我们最后读起诗篇第二篇。
Now lastly, Psalm 2.
诗篇第二篇第六节。
Psalm 2, verse 6.
哦，对不起，第一篇啊，第二篇对。
Yeah. Psalm 2, verse 6.
说我已经立我的君在锡安我的圣山上了。
Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion.
低头有点祷告。
Shall we bow our heads and have a word of prayer?
主，我们欢喜快乐，因为又是一个复活早晨，能够一同来到你面前。
Lord, we rejoice and be glad because this is another Resurrection Sunday that we could come before you.
每当在这里所立的日子里面，我们一同来到你圣的座前，一同来向你敬拜，一同来向你欢呼歌唱。
Now at the appointed day that we come before your throne, and we sing song to you and we worship you.
因为你不仅拯救我们，你也呼召我们一同来跟从你。
Because not only have you saved us, but also you called us to follow you.
那我们在一生的道路，更多的学习跟随耶稣的脚踪。
So that all, throughout all our days that we could learn more to follow the footsteps of our Lord Jesus.
让我们更多来认定你，知道你是我们主。
So that we could proclaim even more, acknowledge that you are our Lord.
在我们一生连日所经过的道路上，你都用恩典来服侍我们。
And uphold us with your grace throughout the journey of our days on
earth. 在我们在一生里面更多经历到你恩典慈爱常随着我们。
So that throughout our lives we could experience more of the fact that your mercy and blessings follow us.
好像我们心更多爱慕你，更多愿意来追求认识你。
So that our hearts will long even more for you and love you to, and to pursue after you.
在早晨这点时间，你的恩借着你的话来向我们开启。
Lord, during this short period of time, you command your grace and enlighten us.
让我们从你话语当中得到生命的供应，得到生命的滋润。
So that through your word, we will receive the provision and nourishment of life.
也叫你的旨意能够成全在我们身上。
So that your will be done in us.
叫我们这些你所中工作的人真是真最终能够成为你生儿子的形象。
And we who are the workmanship of your hand eventually will be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
你恩待我们。
Be gracious to us all.
你愿意从等候在面前。
And we all wait on in your presence.
我们这样祷告都奉主耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 早晨呢，仍然愿意和弟兄姊妹继续来看马太福音。
Now this morning we'll continue to fellowship on the Gospel according to Matthew.
上一次我们提到主耶稣在旷野受魔鬼试探40昼夜。
Last time we mentioned that the Lord Jesus was tempted in the wilderness for 40 days and nights.
从主耶稣受试探过程当中，我们看见他之所以能够胜过试探。
Now, from the whole process in which the Lord Jesus was tempted, and the reason that he could overcome it all,
都是根据神的话。
It's all based upon the word of God.
神的话是我们整个生活的根基。
Therefore, the word of God is the very foundation of our living.
我们也是根据神的话而活在地上。
Likewise, we live by the word of God.
主耶稣对仇敌说：“人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。”
So the Lord Jesus said to the devil that man live not only by the word that proceeds from his mouth.
让我们看见我们这些蒙恩的儿女，我们在地上生活不是单靠物质的东西。
It simply shows that it's not by the material provision that we live on this world.
乃是完全根据神的话。
But completely based upon God's word.
神的话也是我们信心的一个根基。
And also God's word is also the foundation of our faith.
神的话也在那里发表神的心意。
Because God's word simply makes manifest His will.
那我们看见我们整个生活目的也是因着他自己。
So we could see that the whole purpose of our living is for Himself.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们能够抓住神话语的那个原则、那个理的话。
So brothers and sisters, if we can hold on to the very principle and spirit of God's word,
不管我们今天在地上遭遇怎样环境，遇到什么事情，
and no matter what happens in this world, whatever befalls us,
我们都可以靠着神的话来应付这些。
We're able to deal with all this by His word.
也能够因着这些神的话，我们可以得胜，过一个得胜的生活。
And also by all of God's word, we can lead a victorious life.
所以当主耶稣经过这个魔鬼试探以后，我们看见他就出来公开传道。
Therefore, after the Lord Jesus was tempted by the devil, we see now he began his public ministry.
耶稣出来传道的时候，头一句话是说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
The first statement he made when he started his public ministry is that kingdom God is at hand, repent.
这也是使徒约翰所传的信息。
This is exactly the same message that the John the Baptist preached.
天国近了。
That is the kingdom God is at hand.
因为天国的王已经来了。
Because the kingdom of the heaven has come.
所以人应当悔改。
Therefore, man should repent.
因为我们知道，当人堕落以后，
We know after man fell,
人就以自己为王。
Man became king.
人在那里管理自己。
Ruling over themselves.
现在天国的王来了。
Now the king of the heavens has
arrived. 他在那里喊着说， 天国近了,
he cried out aloud that the kingdom of heaven is here, thou repent.
现在要承认我们的罪，来接受承认他是我们的王。
Now we have to confess our sins and receive him as our king.
好像这个天国的王能够来管理我们。
So that the king of the heaven can come to rule over us.
所以天国什么时候临到呢？
So when has the kingdom of heaven arrived?
天国竟然是先显在那些愿意承认他是王的那些人身上。
Now the reality of the kingdom of heaven first appeared in those who admit that he is their king.
这些人愿意承认他是王，愿意来接受他的管理。
These people had admitting that he's their king and willing to be ruled by him.
法利赛人曾经问主耶稣说：“神的国什么时候到？”
Pharisees once asked the Lord Jesus, "When will the kingdom of heaven arrive?"
主耶稣回答说：“神的国不是眼睛可以看见的。”
And the Lord Jesus replied that the kingdom heaven is not by observation.
人不得说看了在这里，看了在那里。
Man cannot say the kingdom heaven is here or there.
神的国乃是在你的心里。
But the kingdom heaven is in your heart.
神的国乃是在那些心愿意接受他这位天国王，神的国就显在他们身上。
In those whose heart is willing to receive him as the king of heaven.
神的权柄也就显在他们身上。
And then God's authority would be revealed in them.
但一方面我们也知道， 当主第二次再来的时候，
On the one hand, we do know that when he comes the second time,
神的国完全要显在地上。
By then, God's kingdom will be completely revealed.
那一日全地都要伏在他权柄的底下。
On that day, all the earth will be subdued under His power.
他能够完全作王掌权在地上。
Completely, He will reign and be ruler of all.
但是在主还没有来之前呢，
However, before the Lord returns,
天国要先显在那些承认他是王的人身上。
The kingdom of heaven has to be first revealed in those who admit him as their king.
天国的权柄要借着那线继续扩展出去。
Likewise, authority of the kingdom of heaven has to be expanded through those people.
直到有一天主的国降临在地上。
Until one day the kingdom of the Lord has arrived.
这就是主耶稣在那里就呼召一般人要来跟从他。
Therefore, Lord Jesus here is calling people to follow him.
主要借这些先接受他王做王权柄的人，要借着他们把天国权柄把它开展出去。
The Lord Jesus wants to expand, enlarge the authority of the kingdom of heaven through these people who have confessed that Jesus is their king.
所以早上我们来看主耶稣怎样来呼召这些头一批跟随他的人。
Now this morning we'll consider first how did the Lord call those the first people who were willing to follow him.
到底什么是跟从主呢？
What does it mean to follow the Lord?
主在那里呼召这些加利利渔夫的时候，
As the Lord called all these Galilean fishermen,
在那里说了一句很简单有力的话，
There he simply made this simple but powerful statement.
来跟从我，
Come and follow me.
就我们看见这一班人，他们立刻就舍了王， 舍了船，甚至别的父亲就跟从耶稣。
And then we see this group of people immediately let go of their nets, their boats, even their fathers, and they followed him.
我们知道在约翰福音那边记载西门、安德烈这两个兄弟他们在那里怎样认识主。
And there in the book of John, we do see that how Andrew and John came to know the Lord.
他们这些人他已经认识了主。
Now these two had already known the Lord.
他们知道他是弥赛亚，是基督。
They knew Jesus was the Messiah, the Christ.
但是从以后我们看见他们跟从主的表现里面，我们可以知道他们对主的认识还是非常有限的。
But through the manifestation of how they follow the Lord, we know that their understanding of the Lord was very limited.
用我们今天的话说说他，用我们今天的话就是说，他们对主的认识还是非常少的。
Now, in today's word, we could say their spiritual understanding is very shallow. So their lives were very tender with many shortcomings. Now, when Jesus saw him at them at this point, simply said, come, follow me. And they were able to let go of their nest boats and even their fathers to follow him. As though they did not go through much consideration. As though they did not ponder much, did not wait much. Is it because the spur of their emotions so they just follow Jesus?
有时候我们在一些所谓兴奋聚会里面
，A lot of times when we attended revival conferences，
讲员到最后的时候在大声的呼吁说
，Toward the end of the meeting， the speaker would call out aloud，
有哪些人愿意把自己奉献给主来传道
？Anybody who is willing to offer himself to preach the word。
今天神的工厂需要很多的工人。
Today, God still needs so many of his workers.
你在大声在呼喊，在呼喊。
Again, again, he would cry out aloud.
让整个会场的气氛非常热烈，非常高昂。
Therefore, the whole atmosphere of the meeting was so uplifting and exciting.
就很多人上了台去说他们要奉献出来。
Then many people would go up to the stage and sing. They would offering of themselves.
等到下了台回了家。
But after they leave and came off this stage,
当心情平静下来的时候,
after their feeling came down,
他就想想, 哈, 还有许多现实的问题要考虑。
They would say, oh, there's so many practical issues I have to take into account.
很多问题需要解决。
So many problems that I have to deal with.
然后那意念就没有了。
Now that thought of offering himself to the Lord simply fades away.
照样过他自己原来生活。
And again, they simply go on their own living.
但是我们看见这些加利的渔夫。
Here we see all these Galilean fishermen.
他蒙召的时候不是在一个兴奋的会的里面。
Now when they were called, it was not at an exciting conference.
这些渔夫他们在忙着手中的工作，他们在那。
But they were busying themselves in casting the net, mending the net.
而那个马太那个税吏还坐在税关上。
Even Matthew, the tax collector, was sitting in his tax booth.
他可能还手上还在数那些收到多少税款。
Now maybe he was counting all the tax money he had collected.
就在这样场合里面，他们听见有一个人对他们说。
It is in this kind of occasion that they heard.This person saying to them,
来跟从我。
Come, follow me.
然后他们立刻就来跟从他。
And immediately they followed him.
好像没有什么一个考虑。
As though they did not think much.
他们这样决定好像让人非常的不可思议。
As though their decision is inconceivable.
为什么他们听见主这句话，他们就来跟从他呢？
Why isn't once they heard the Lord saying to them, they followed him?
他们在那里不仅听见主讲一句话。
Now they are not only did they hear the Lord say one word.
他们在这个话里面碰到一个东西。
But in the Lord's word, they seem to touch upon something.
那个东西就是权柄。
And that something is authority.
因着这个权柄，他们立刻有个反应。
So because of this authority, they have this immediate response.
他们马上顺服下来。
Right away, they obeyed.
他马上要跟从耶稣。
And immediately, they followed Jesus.
我想这样的跟从，我们可以看见。
Now, from this kind of following, we could see.
在人来看，实在是充满了许多的冒险。
Now, from man's perspective, this is full of risk.
要跟从一个三十出头的一个人。
To follow a person who's just over 30 years old.
又是一个木匠出身的一个人。
And he came from the family of a carpenter.
就把一生交在这个人手上。
And they would even commit their whole life to such a person.
人怎么样做这样的决定呢？
How could a person make such a decision?
实在令人不可想象。
It simply is inconceivable.
但是在这里我们看见当主说这句话的时候
But here we see when the Lord said this
他们碰到一个权柄
They simply touch upon this
他们在这里知道这是一位君王
Here they knew this is a king
他说的话就是个命令
Here they knew that his word is commanded
他说的话是代表个权柄
His word represents this authority
他们马上顺服下来
So immediately they submit. As we read the gospel, when the Lord taught people, and as Jews listened to Jesus teaching people, they were marveled. His word came with authority.
就是这个权柄叫这些头一批跟随主的这些门徒，他们顺服下来。
And it is this very authority that enabled these first group of people to submit themselves and follow him.
他马上立刻放下手中的工作来跟从主。
Right away, they let go of the work in their hands and follow him.
我们知道一个人知道权柄不一定会顺服这个权柄。
Now we know that even though a person knows this authority may not necessarily obey it,
甚至会挑战这个权柄。
Even to the point to challenge it.
我们记得主耶稣曾经在圣殿里面赶出那些做买卖的人。
Now we know that Lord Jesus went in the holy temple, kicked out all those who did business.
后来他又回到圣殿里面在那边教训人。
And then later he came back to the temple and to teach.
那些祭司长，那些民间的长老。
All those priests and a chief priest and the elders of scribes.
这些都是代表宗教界社会上有权柄的人。
All these people represented those who had authority among the religious world. Then.
他们问主耶稣说：“你仗着什么权柄做这些事呢？”
So they asked Lord Jesus, "By what authority did you do all these things?"
主耶稣他也不是什么祭司，他也不是什么长老。
Now the Lord Jesus is not a priest nor an elder.
他居然敢在圣殿里面把那些做买卖赶出去。
And he had the nerve to drive out those businessmen in the holy temple.
而这些有权柄的人在那好像一句话都不敢多说什么。
As opposed to those who actually had authority did not dare say a word.
也不敢拦阻他来做这些事情。
Nor did they to obstruct Jesus.
他们的确看这个人做这些事有权柄。
So they actually saw Jesus as one who had authority to do all these things. And they also knew that this person spoke with authority. And then they should come before Jesus and ask him, by what authority did you do all these things? Who is the one who gave you this authority? How did our Lord Jesus answer them? Now the Lord first asked them,
你们说施洗约翰他是从哪里来的?
Tell me, where does the John the Baptist come from?
他是从天上来的还是从人间来的?
Now does he come from heaven or from man?
而这些祭司长长老他们就在彼此商议说,
And all these chief priests and elders reasoned among themselves,
我们若说他是从天上来的,
If we should say he comes from heaven,
但是他们却不相信他。
And then they do not believe Jesus.
我们若是说他是从人间来的，他们又怕百姓。
If we simply say Jesus came from among man, and then they were afraid of the people.
所以他们说不知道。
So they simply said, we do not know.
所以主耶稣也不回答他们这个问题。
Therefore the Lord said, I will not answer you either.
主耶稣知道这些人来问他仗着什么权柄来做这些事。
And the Lord Jesus understood that, the reason that why they came to ask him, by what authority did you do all these things?
他们不是要来顺服这个权柄。
It's not that they wanted to obey this authority.
他们是要抓他的把柄。
It's simply they try to find some small
word.
And to such this kind of people, the Lord did not respond.
我不告诉你们我上了什么权柄,
the Lord simply said, I do not tell you by what authority I've done all these.
所以弟兄姊妹, 当我们在那读主的话的时候,
so, brothers and sisters, as we come to study God's word,
我们真是若是摸到主话里面那个灵,
if we could really touch upon the spirit of the word of God,
我们若是真的摸到主话里面那个权柄,
if we could really touch upon the authority of the word of the Lord,
或是说在那里碰到这个权柄,
or simply to say you have touched this authority,
知道, 原来这是神的话, 这是主的话,
then you know this is the word of the Lord.
不是我明白了多少神的话,
it's not a matter of fact that how much I have understood his word so I could be able to obey. It's not a matter of how much you understand his word so you could follow him. When the Lord said these words, come follow me to these fishermen, how much do they actually understand to follow him? Now, how much do they actually understand what is what does the Lord mean when he said, I will make your fishers
men?
Now, if they had really considered thoroughly what the Lord said in all these words, they would not have followed the Lord. But here, simply one person who said, follow me. And right away, they touch upon this heavenly authority. Therefore, they obeyed. And because of this submission, we see that all their lives were changed.
他们不在那里,
now, no longer were they catching the fish for their living, but then they started to become fisher's man for the kingdom of heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters, what does it mean to follow the Lord?
跟从主头一个意义就是顺服,
the first meaning is to be submissive.
这个顺服就使他们成为门徒,
this submission enables them to become the Lord's disciples. Now, today we often have this inaccurate notion.
我要做门徒的话,
that is for me to become a disciple.
我就是好好在那努力追求,让我生命能够慢慢长大,
I have to strive to pursue after the Lord so my life would grow up, become mature.
到一个某一个程度,
and then I would reach such a point that I'm qualified to become a disciple. But here we see all these people in those days who follow the Lord. Now, in the very beginning, I had already mentioned that their understanding of the Lord was so limited. There were so many imperfections in their lives. But right here, they couldn't answer to the Lord's calling. Not only for one reason. That is that they acknowledge him as their king and receive him as their king. And they're willing to submit to themselves under the king's authority. And then they follow the Lord. And they became his disciples. Now, after they had become the Lord's disciples, the Lord began to teach them, disciple them step by step. And he would teach them, as disciples of his, what kind of understanding they should possess.
做门徒的你该有什么的学习?
And what kind of learning you should have as his disciples?
一个做门徒的你该有什么样经历?
And as his disciples, what kind of experiences you should have?
正如一个人, 你除非你先进了学校,
Now, just as a man, first he has to enter school.
你成为个学生。
First, he has to become a student.
你在学校里面你就开始要学习学生该知道的一些知识。
And then you start to collect this, all this knowledge as a student in school.
学习该有一些的技能。
You start to learn all the skills you need as a student.
这是一个做门徒的一个情形。
So this is the same condition as a disciple of the Lord.
正如主耶稣和亚那个尼哥底母讲论到重生的事情。
Just as the Lord when he talked to Nicodemus about being born again.
尼哥底母的确知道主耶稣他是从神来要教导人的。
Now, Nicodemus didn't know that Jesus came from God to teach people.
要教导主神的事情。
He would tell people all the heavenly things of God.
的确要来到主面前来学习关乎神的事情。
And Nicodemus did come before the Lord to learn everything about God.
但是主耶稣怎么对他说呢？
So what did the Lord Jesus say to him?
主耶稣说，除非你重生。
The Lord says, unless you are born again.
你就不能够进神的国，也不能见神的国。
You cannot enter the kingdom of God nor see it.
除非你重生，你才能够认识神的事情。
Unless you're born again first, then could you understand the things of God?
你需要先得到这个重生的生命。
Now first get this life of being born again.
你才有办法明白属灵的事情。
Then you're be able to understand spiritual things.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个很重要的一个原则，一个属灵的次序。
So brothers and sisters, this is such a vital spiritual matter.In terms of it,
所以我们以为一个人若是多给他一些知识，一些给他训练，他就能够对或是给多一点传福音的真理，他就能够来相信接受主。
Now today we would think that if we give people more of the spiritual knowledge training, then they would follow the Lord in believing Him.
不错，我们需要把福音的真理讲得更完全，让他们能够完全明白，而不是糊里糊涂的来相信。
Indeed, we need to preach the word of God thoroughly so that they could really believe in the Lord and follow Him, as not they simply believe in Him in a whole hazy thinking.
但除非一个人他愿意谦卑下来，先接受这个生命。
But unless the person first would become submissive and humble himself to receive this life first.
他永远没有办法真正明白福音的真理是什么。
He will never be able to understand what the true gospel is.
除非他看见他自己，或是说当圣灵感动他的时候，他愿意服下来。
Unless he first sees himself, or to say that when Holy Spirit moves him, he is able to submit himself.
还有许多的道理真理他不是那么清楚明白。
Even though many of knowledge of the truth or the teachings he may not thoroughly understand.
但是在那个时刻他愿意用简单信心来接受这个主成为他的救主。
Yet at that very moment, by simple faith, he is willing to receive Jesus as his Savior.
他有了这个重生的生命。
And then he has this born again life.
他能够才能开始真正慢慢来明白神的事情。
And then he could go on and gradually understand the matter of God.
神才能够在这个生命的根基上做一个建造的工作。
And after all this, God is able to build him up upon this foundation of a life.
所以我们看见当初这些跟随主的这些门徒们。
So as we see all those disciples who follow the Lord in those days.
因为他们在那一句话里面，他们的确碰到这个权柄。
We see that they actually touch upon this authority of God in Jesus' word.
他们就顺服下来了。
And they submitted themselves to Him.
他们愿意来跟从主。
They were willing to follow the Lord.
那我们看见主就一步一步来带领这些门徒一同往前去。
And then we see how the Lord was leading His disciples step by step.
所以什么是跟从主呢？
So what is it to follow the Lord?
跟从主头一个是说我们必须要完全顺服下来。
First is to be completely submissive to Him.
踏上这一步信心的道路。
Simply step on this journey of faith.
才能够在前面的道路一直往前去。
Only after this we can continue to move forward.
那么跟从主第二个意义是什么呢？
Now what's the second meaning of following the Lord?
那是与主同在。
That is to be with the Lord.
所以马可福音刚我们读到说主耶稣立了十二个人以后呢，
Now, the book of Matthew we just read, after the Lord set up the 12 disciples,
要他们常和自己同在,
he wanted them to be with him all the time.
那就是说这些跟从主的人头一个乃是要常常和主在一起和他有一个亲密的一个交通。
So for those who follow the Lord, the second thing to do is to have this intimate relationship with him.
常常在他身边听他说话看他做事。
Always around the Lord Jesus, listening to his word and saw how he worked.
明白他的心意看他做事的原则是
Now, understanding his will and the very principles of his word. So, brothers and sisters, we see that when a person is willing to follow the Lord, the first step to do is to be with the Lord all the time through praying and through studying God's word. And there you would have fellowship with the Lord. There you would see and understand His will.
认识主到底我所跟从的主,
there you would understand exactly what the Lord is, the very one I follow now. What is that the Lord wants to do? That when he calls me to follow him? Now this is the fundamental learning as disciples. That is, we need to be with him all the time.
这样常常在一起,就慢慢的,他们这些人生命就有一些改变。
As we are with him so frequently, then our lives will be changed.
我们看摩西的历史。
Now, consider the example of Moses.
摩西神呼召他上了西乃山，站了40昼夜，和神在一起。
After God called Moses to go up to the mountain, Mount Sinai, for
40 days and 40 nights.
Throughout these days, he had this face-to-face fellowship with him.
摩西下山的时候脸面花光。
And when he came down from the mountain, his face simply radiated.
神的荣光环照他,在他脸上,这个人完全更新变化了。
Now God's glory reflected on Moses' face, so this person was totally transformed and changed.
当保罗引用这一段历史的时候,
when Paul recited this period of history.
在更多后书第三章那里,他就讲到我们这些人。
Now in 2 Corinthians, Paul speaks of all of us.
他说我们众人既然敞个脸,得以见主的荣光。
Now all of us with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord.
就像从镜子环照, 一样,
just as seeing in a mirror and being transformed from glory to glory as the Holy Spirit.
荣上加荣,正如同主的灵变成的。
We will be like the Lord, and it's just like the Spirit of the Lord is working in us.
说让我们看见当一个人常常停留在主的面前,
so we see that when a person often lingers before the Lord, often meditates on the Lord and be drawn near to Him, the Lord's glory will be reflected in us.
我们的生命在那里好像就更新变化,
and our life will be renewed and be transformed and be changed.
在那里我们出来的时候,我们的生活一定有一些不一样。
And from all of this, our life would definitely be different.
正如一个人若是在一个房间里面,在那边祷告,亲近主,读主的话。
Just as a person when he is in a room studying God's word and being drawn near to God.
当他出来的时候,
when he comes out of the room,
遇到一件事情,
and then he encounters an issue.
可能在以往他可能看到那件事情,一下就大发脾气。
Maybe in the past he would right away become furious.
但是一个人若是真正在主位面前亲近的时候,他出来碰到这个事情的时候,
but if a person is drawn near to God in intimate relationship, now when he comes out of the room and he does encounter the same issue, and we believe that he will be not like before, right away, he simply became so incensed. Because in the fellowship, the Lord's Spirit was transforming him. Because his life is different. So very naturally, the very response of his to all the things surrounding him would be different. So, brothers and sisters, that's all often linger before the Lord. And this is the first lesson that his disciples need to learn. Now, another thing is that not only did Moses stay before the Lord and see his face, and God's glory reflected on his face, but also he received God's word. There he understood God's will. There he understood the counsel that God wants to do. There he understood that God wanted to build a tabernacle so God could live in. And God wanted to live among men in this tabernacle. So when he came down from the mountain, he started building this tabernacle. That's to say that now he started entering into the service.
所以主在, 马可福音那里说要主门徒要常与他同在。
Therefore, in Matthew, the Lord says that his disciples should be with him all the time. In book of Mark, he says so that the Lord says, now I will send you out to preach. As they were always with the Lord, as they came to understand God's will, then they knew that they needed to go out to preach the word. Also, the Lord had imparted this authority to them.
所以弟兄们让我们看见一个做门徒的人不是一下子就好像为主做这个做那个。
So brothers and sisters, we see it here that as a disciple, it's not right away you have to do this and that for the Lord. But often linger and stall at the presence before the Lord.
常常在那等候寻求他,
always waiting on Him, seeking after Him.
常常在让我们心常常打开向着他,
always open your heart and toward him, so that through the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Lord is able to anoint his will in our heart. And then we come to know the Lord, who he is, to understand exactly what work he wants to do today. And then after we understand his counsel, then he will send us out to work. Then we could be able to know how to serve him, how to work for him. So people would not do things for the Lord simply by the fervor of their heart. So for brothers and sisters, that's the first half, the inner life, then the outer life. This is the immutable, unchangeable spiritual law. Only when a person first lingers before the Lord, then could the Lord use him to work for him. Now, first, when the person has received the law from the Lord, then he's able to know what to do for him. And he's able to do the work that the Lord wants him to do. Only so his work can actually be gratifying to the Lord. Apostle Paul also teaches us what's the purpose of God's calling. Now, 1 Corinthians 1:9, the verse we're all very familiar with.
神是信实的, 你们被他所招, 好与他儿子, 我主耶稣基督一同得分。
There, the verse says that God is faithful. He has called us into the fellowship of the Son of God.
这个一同得分应该是说, 他招我们好像能进到我主耶稣基督,
Now this is the original translation, or to say that we are called by God to become partakers of him.
神呼召我们来是要叫我们进入他儿子的交通，来在那里分享儿子的丰富。
Here God has called us into the fellowship of his son to share on the riches of his son.
在那里分享他的生命,
to partake of his life.
在那里从他得到生命的供应,
and to be provided by his life.
这是我们蒙召一开始所要学的一个功课。
Now this is the very first lesson we need to learn after we're
called. 当我们在那里与主交通的时候，不仅得到他生命，我们在那里更多经历他恩典的服侍。
That when we fellowship with the Lord, not only did we receive his life, but also receive the upholding of his provision.
最后就能分享他那永远的荣耀。
In the end, we'll be able to partake of his eternal glory.
所以当一个做门徒的在那里跟从主的时候,
so when a person is following the Lord as his disciple,
我们在地上就一生慢慢在经历享受主一切的丰富的恩典。
Then he will experience all of the riches of God's grace on earth. And the more he knows him, the more he enjoys the Lord.
所以当一个人要出去做工的时候，需要先常常安静在主的面前。
So before a person goes out to work for the Lord, he has to quiet himself to be in the presence of the Lord.
这是主要门徒所做头一件事情。
And this is the very first thing that the Lord wants the disciples to do.
那跟从主地上的意义是什么呢？
Now what's the third meaning of this following the Lord?
那是要跟随他的脚中心。
That is to follow his steps.
这是彼得前书第二章那里所告诉我们的。
This is what 1 Peter chapter 2 teaches.
他为我们留下榜样，好叫我们跟从他的脚中心。
He has set us an example so that we could follow his steps.
所以跟从主呢，是要走主的道路。
Simply put, following the Lord is to follow his steps.
那么主在地上他是走怎样的道路呢？
Then what kind of steps the Lord walked as he was in the world?
在腓立比书第二章那里，保罗用很简单的话。
Philippians chapter 2, Paul using such a simple statement.
主耶稣一生的道路浓缩在几句话里面。
Simply encapsulated all of the Lord's words into these few verses.
腓立比书第二章来告诉我们说，他本有神的形象。
Philippians chapter 2, we read that.
却不至于以自己与神同等为强夺。
The Lord, being in the form of God, did not consider it a robbery to be equal with God.
反倒虚举，取了奴仆的形象。
But emptied himself, coming in the form as a bond slave.
成为人的样式。
In the likeness of man.
既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself to be and became obedient.
以至于死，且死在十字架上。
To the point of death, even the death on the cross.
这就是主一生的道路。
This is the whole journey of our Lord.
主从至高之上降卑到地下来。
From the highest exalted place, he humbled himself to this world.
到底他有多高，他到底降到有多低。
Exactly how high, lofty was he, and then he humbled himself to the lowest place. You simply cannot measure this distance. However, we thank the Lord that this is the way of the Lord. So the way of the Lord is simply denying of himself, humbling himself. The way of the cross.
这就是做门徒的要走的一个道路。
And this is the same way that disciples have to walk in.
因为没有学生能够大过先生的。
Because no students could be above their teachers.
所以主耶稣在福音书里面多次这样告诉我们。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus said this repeatedly in the Gospel book.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他自己的十字架来跟从我。
If anyone desires to follow him, let him deny himself. He who does not want to take up his cross to follow me is not worthy of me. Only when he first denies himself can take up the cross.
天然人来说，我们每一个人都是以自己为中心的人。
As a natural man, everyone is self-centered.
亚当的生命就是以自己为中心的一个人。
And this is Adam's life, self-centered.
这样的人是不可能舍己的。
A person like this can never deny himself.
这样的人是不可能否认自己的。
A person like this can never let himself go.
为什么今天地上的教会有那么多难处呢？
Why in today's churches there are so many issues and problems?
就是因为人的天然生命不愿意放下，不愿意舍己。
And it's all because of this natural life that we're not willing to let go of ourselves.
人是好像是要跟从主，要服侍主。
And so we do want to follow the Lord to serve Him.
但是为什么不能跟上去？为什么不能走到底呢？
But then why we cannot follow after him all the way to the end, simply catch on with him?
都是因为这个己的生命在里面来控制着我们。
It's all because of this self lie within us that controls us.
当人在服侍的时候，总是觉得自己的意见方法都是最好的。
When we serve, we always feel our opinions or suggestions are the best.
人很难放下自己。
It's very hard to let go of yourself.
所以最后为什么就能够最后就停下服侍呢？
So in the end, they simply stop serving.
为什么会有什么所谓换教会的问题呢？
Why is there such a problem that you have to change the church?
我想只有个原因。
I believe there's only one reason.
就是不愿舍己。
That is, you're not willing to deny yourself.
所以只有个舍己、否认自己的人，他才有可能走这一条十字架道路。
Only person who is willing to deny himself is able to walk in this way of the cross.
因为主就是走这样的道路。
Because it is exactly how our Lord walked in the way.
我们看福音书记载，主耶稣在这地上生活的时候，多少人给他为难。
Now, as we read the gospel book, we see how many people who were opposing to the Lord.
多少人在找他的麻烦，要对付他。
Trying to find fault with him, to trying to deal with him.
要抓他的小把柄。
Trying to find something that could.
要来控告他，要诽谤他。
To revile against him.
到最后，人还在羞辱他。
And toward the end, people even shamed him.
但是我们主是怎样的反应呢？
But what is our Lord reacting toward all this?
他一再在那舍己，一再舍己。
Again and again, our Lord denied himself, again denied himself.
他知道这是父所量给他的道路。
Because he knew this is the path the Lord had allotted to him.
他束缚下来。
So he simply submitted to him.
他当然说，父啊，你的本意本是如此。
Father, this is your will.
用什么？今天跟从主的门徒也是要走这样的道路。
Brothers and sisters, today people who are the Lord's disciples have to walk in the same way.
今天人想做门徒，但是却不肯走这条道路。
Today, so many people want to become the Lord's disciples, but they're not willing to walk in this way.
只有一个舍己的人，他才能够做主的门徒。
Only a person who is able to deny himself can be his disciple.
所以当人站在跟从主的时候，圣徒保罗说了，我们要存心谦卑，看别人比自己强。
So as we follow the Lord as his disciple, just as Paul says, we have to humble in the lowliness of our mind and to see others better than us. We know as we work in this world,
都是要把自己能强的地方显明出来，让别人知道我能力比别人强。
We always want to put forward our best foot to show that of our capabilities.
在公司在 interview 几个人的时候，总要显明说我的能力比那些人更好、更强。
Now, when you are interviewed for a job, you always have to show that you have better talents, better than all the others.
我可以比别人做得更好。
I could do better.
弟兄姊妹，这是世界。
Friend and sister, this is the world.
最近因为我很少看电视哈，几乎没有在看电视。最近看了在台湾最近在竞选总统。
Now I seldom watch TV. I could say I hardly. But because Taiwan was having some election.
有一个要选总统的人。
There is this person who is a presidential candidate.
众人都公认他行政能力是最强的。
行政能力 ，Everybody has acknowledged his administrative skills.
而现任总统的人都说他一点都是无能的。
As opposed to the president of Taiwan, people would normally say that he's very incapable.
所以这个要竞选总统这个人在受访问的时候
，So this presidential candidate as she. is being interviewed. Yeah, yeah. It's a lady, right?
Not
a man. as this presidential candidate was being interviewed.
他说为什么是我某某让给他，不是他让给我呢？
Why is it so and so?
为什么不是我，为什么要我让给他，不是他让给我？
Why is it that I have to cave into the other, not the other to me?
我能力比他强，大家都公认的。
Because I am more capable, as everybody acknowledges.
用什么，这世界是这样子的，这没有错。
So, brothers and sisters, such is the world.
可是在神的家服事却不是这样子。
But it is not so to serve in the house of God.
在神的家服事配搭里面常常存着一个心。 是卑微，是谦卑的。
Now in the house of God, and as we cooperate with others to serve, that all have this mind of lowliness.
总是看别人比自己强。
Always esteem others more important.
我们从摩西的例子也可以看见这件事情。
Consider the example of Moses.
我想许多读经人都告诉我们，要讲到服事，摩西是一个非常好的一个榜样。
Students of the Bible tell us that when we talk about serving the Lord, Moses is an excellent example.
就是摩西的能力、才干，实在是没有人可以与他比拟的。
Now, as to Moses' talents and capabilities, nobody can come to his
level.
Even he himself believed that he is able to save all Israelites.
他看见埃及人在欺负以色列，他的希伯来同胞说，他就一拳把那个埃及人打死。
Now as he saw the person who is running his people with one blow, he killed the Egyptian.
他也自认为他是有能力的做一个他们领袖做个裁判官。
He simply believed that he could become their leader and their judge.
当他弟兄有了争执的时候，他愿意做一个和事佬。
And when all of his brothers had an argument, he wanted to be the peacemaker.
我们都知道这些故事。
And we know all of these stories.
但他是这样的情形底下，我们看见神就把他放在一边。
But it is under this kind of circumstances when he thought he could do everything, God put him aside.
他觉得他能的时候，神就不用他。
When Moses felt he was able, then God did not use him. Until one day after 40 years of molding in the Midian desert,
神再来呼召他的时候,
when the Lord called him once more,
他看见他一无是处,
then Moses saw himself as nothing.
他看见他什么都不能做,
seeing himself doing incapable of doing anything.
告诉神说你还是去找别人，那些能力都比我强，那些他们口才都比我好。
And he told the Lord, Lord, go get other people who are better, stronger, more capable than I.
他们才能够接受这个责任。
They were able to take this responsibility from you.
让他在这样的情形底下，看见神就是要用他。
But it is in the exact situation like this, the Lord said, I want to use you.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是教会和世界的不同。
So brothers and sisters, this is the distinction between the world and the church.
当一个愿意做门徒来跟从主的人，他必须要学这个功课。
Now this is the lesson for a person who is willing to be the Lord's disciple to follow.
今天若是一个人愿意学习舍己。 在那里，他就需要背很多十字架。
Now, today, if a person is willing to learn to deny himself,
都是说当他愿意舍己的时候，他才有十字架来背。
Or to say that he has to deny himself first, then there is a cross for him to bear.
因为他在那里就要接受人许多不合理的对待。
Because he will be dealt with people so many of the unreasonable treatment.
正如主耶稣在地上的道理一样。
It's just like the very way of the Lord on earth.
人轻看他，藐视他。
As people despise the Lord and belittle him.
人看这个不过是加利利的一个木匠而已。
Well, they say this is just a carpenter from Galilee.
这个人能够做什么呢？
What could he do?
人也不尊重他。
Nor did they respect him.
因为他外貌没有一点能够吸引人的地方。
Because there was no comeliness and beauty that could attract people. And people simply reproached him and put him to shame. But the Lord quietly received it all. Because he knew this is the way of the cross.
环境。
This is the environment being measured out by God.
他坚定的面向耶路撒冷。
Steadfastly, he set his face toward Jerusalem.
因为他知道在那里有十字架等着他。
Because he knew that right there, there was this cross
他知道在那里有受死的苦在那里等着他。
There was this suffering of death awaiting him.
他只有一心遵行父的旨意。
But with only one heart, he wanted to follow God's will.
他只有一心念讨父神的欢喜。
With only one heart, he wanted to please the Father.
所以他能够坚定不移地走在这一条十字架上。
So steadfastly, without any wavering, he walked in this will of God.
从主做门徒的人，他也需要学习走这条主的道路。
So brothers and sisters, a person who wants to follow the Lord has to learn to walk in the same way as the Lord did.
这也是彼得所告诉我们的，神呼召我们就是要走这条道路。
And this is what Peter told us that God has called us to walk in this way.
我们感谢主，这一条道路到底走到哪里去呢
？And we thank the Lord exactly what this way, a path will lead us to.
这就是跟从主第四个意义。
Now here we will talk about the fourth meaning of following the Lord.
这一条跟从十字架道路最终走到锡安山。
This way of following the cross will in the end lead us to Mount Zion.
在那里和主一同坐宝座掌王权。
There we sit together with the Lord on the throne and reign together with Him. So as we read Revelation 14,
我们看见羔羊站在锡安山上面。
We saw that the Lamb stand on Mount Zion.
在那里有144,000个人和他在一起。
And along with him, 144,000 people.
锡安山是什么意思
？What is Mount Zion?
锡安山乃是讲到基督得胜、作王、掌权的地方。
It represents the very place where Christ reigns as the King and has the authority.
所以诗篇第二篇那里，我们刚刚主告诉我们说，我已经立我的君。在锡安山，在我圣山上。
Therefore, as Psalm 2 we just read, that I set my king on my holy mountain Zion.
我们感谢主，主在地上走这条十字架窄路，最后他站在锡安山，在那里作王掌权。
We thank the Lord as He went through all the narrow way of the cross on earth. He eventually sat on the throne of Zion.
在那里
He reigned.
坐宝座得到一切的荣耀。
He sat on his throne and received all the glory.
不仅他一个人在那站在锡安山。
So not only is he alone standing on Mount Zion.
还有144,000人和他一同站在锡安山。
But also 144,000 people alone with him.
这些是怎样的人呢
？Who are these?
这些乃是从人间买来做附属的果实归给他的人。
These are the redeemed ones from among men as first fruit to
give to him. 这些乃是羔羊，无论往哪里去，他们都跟随的人。
So wherever the lamb goes, these people follow him.
所以有一天跟从主到了锡安山，他们也到了锡安山。
They follow the Lord all the way. One day when the Lord reaches Mount Zion, so will they.
主在坐宝座掌王权，他们在坐宝座掌王权。
As the Lord sits on His throne to reign, so will they.
他们在那一同享受永远荣耀。
Together, they will enjoy this eternal glory with Him.
弟兄姊妹，这是神呼召我们跟从他最终所要达到的一个目的。
So dear ones, this is the ultimate goal.Of the Lord when He called all of us to follow Him.
这些得胜者，他们是出所的果子，要归给神和羔羊。
Now all these overcomers, their first fruits to be given to the Lamb.
因为羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟从他。
Because wherever the Lamb goes, they follow Him.
弟兄姊妹，这是跟从主最终所要得到的一个奖赏。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, this is the ultimate reward for all those who follow Him.
所以我们的诗本里面387首。
Therefore, our hymn book number 387.
何淑恩所写的一首诗歌。
Sister Margaret Berber wrote this hymn.
那首诗歌是他们跟随羔羊。
And the hymn is entitled "They Follow the Lamb."
里面有一句话。
And there is one statement there.
他们脚需要和他同行。
They need to follow his steps to walk with him.
他们的手才能够接赏赐。
Then their hand could receive the reward.
弟兄姊妹，手到那天怎样接神的赏赐呢
？Brothers and sisters, how can your hands receive the reward on that day?
那是根据我们今天我们的脚是怎样走路。
It's all based upon how you walk today in this world.
我们这一双脚若是跟随羔羊的脚中行。
Now, if our feet follow the steps of the Lamb,
到那天我们手就要接受神的奖赏。
On that very day, our hands will receive His reward.
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
这是神呼召我们来跟从他的目的。
This is the very purpose of the Lord's calling for all to follow Him.
神不仅叫我们只是成为一个蒙恩得救的人而已。
It's not simply for us to become people who are saved by His grace.
神更是要呼召我们来跟主更是要呼召我们来跟从他。
But even more, He calls us to follow Him.
所以我们读到马太福音二十八章最末了，主耶稣升天之前。
So as we read toward the end of chapter 28 of Matthew, before the Lord ascends to heaven,
许多人读这段话以为只是说他们出去把福音传给人，叫他们蒙恩得救就够了。
As many people read this verse, people just say, "Oh, the Lord told them to go out to preach the gospel to all the people."
主在那吩咐门徒说：“你们要去使万民做我的门徒。”
There the Lord says, "Make disciples of all the nations."
这是传福音的目的。
So they believe this is the purpose of the preaching the gospel.
传福音啊，是叫人得人如得鱼。
As they preach the gospel, they become fishers of men.
而叫这些人都是成为门徒的人。
And so all these people will become disciples.
叫这些人都是成为跟从主的人。
So those people will become those who follow the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，做门徒不是少数人的事情。
So brothers and sisters, being disciples are not only for the few.
而是所有蒙恩得救的人都是要做门徒的。
Instead, as all those who are saved by God's grace should become His disciples.
都是要来跟从主的。
They are all supposed to follow the Lord.
都是为了跟从主，要来得人如得鱼，为了更多得到人来归给他。
We are all supposed to follow the Lord more to become fishers' men.To bring more people to Him.
叫这些蒙恩得救人都能认定他是网，浮在网的权柄底下。
So that all these people who are saved by His grace will acknowledge Him as the King and submit themselves under Him.
用什么感谢主，主呼召我们。
So, brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord that He has called us.
是何等蒙福的一件事情。
Oh, what a blessed matter this is.
我们承认我们都是一些残缺不全的人。
We confess that we are all fragmented and so incomplete.
但是只要我们愿意答应这个呼召的。
But as long as willing, we are.Responding to His calling, we are willing to learn to submit ourselves to His authority. We are learning to take up our cross to follow Him. Because this is the same way that the Lord went with
Him.
This is the way of denying yourself, take up the cross. And this is the same way all those who are saved by His grace to become His disciples.
双腿走这样的道路的时候
When our feet walk in such a way,
有一天因着神恩典的怜悯
And one day because of the merciful grace that He has
当羔羊站在锡安山的时候
When the lamb stands on Mount Zion,
这些愿意跟从他的人也和他一同站在那里
All these people who are willing to follow Him will stand together with Him.
当有一天国度降临的时候
One day when the kingdom does arrive,
主在那里坐宝座掌王权
One day when the Lord is sitting His throne to reign,
这些跟从他的人
All these people who follow Him will also sit in the throne and reign together with Him and enjoy all the fullness and riches of His kingdom. If only all of God's word would help us and remind us that we in our heart we will have this will and volition. We want to respond to His calling to follow me.
主就要叫我们得人如得鱼。
Then the Lord will make us become fishers of men.
主的权柄要借着我们出去得到更多的人。
And the Lord's authority will spread from us to gain more people.
得到更多的门徒。
To gain more disciples.
一同走这一条道路。
Together we shall walk in this way of path.
并且最后一同进入荣耀里。
And in the end, together we'll enter His glory.
求神是恩待我们。
We ask the Lord to command His grace toward all of us.
巴不得他自己话常常在里面做成他自己的工作。
Now, if only His word often worked His own work in us.
好不，我们最后唱387首。
Now, shall we please sing hymn 387?
我想我们唱第一节跟第 最后一节就可以。
We will sing verse 1 and the last verse.
这一首调子非常熟悉，就是那种我自好朋友，我主耶稣那个调。
This is a very familiar tune, and it's the same tune as my best.
自好朋友，我主耶稣。
The Lord Jesus, my best friend, 387.
那个调子非常好，举电让我们做。
It has this beautiful melody.
Wow.
We'll sing first verse and the last verse.